Welcome back to our special edition Health and Wealth In-Depth program. We are finishing up our conversation with our guest, Matt McDivitt, the Assistant Vice President Business Banker at Raccoon Valley Bank. Matt, when you think about today's economy and specifically with the advancement of technology, do you think that it is easier to start a business today than it was in years past? And whether it is or not, what are maybe some challenges that you say would present itself in the world today?
I would say that there certainly are technological advances that have made it easier to have more information. Now, you need to be able to sift through the information and determine what's important for you. AI is kind of in its, I don't say infancy, but it's still certainly a game changer for a lot of things. But at the same token, it also can be competing with you and devising your marketing strategies and doing all these things. And so I think I think the jury's still out in terms of, you know, how it can help you, but I do think there are, once upon a time, and let's say like even in a rural community like Perry, if you're launching a business, yeah, you're competing with other people who have similar ideas in that locale. But if you have a retail focus, I mean, you're competing with Amazon and some of these other, you know, auction sites and the internet and things. And especially because the consumers have so much information on pricing in other places. And so they can be so much more informed than they were before. And so that, you know, that makes it difficult. So you're not just competing in your locale, you're competing with people regionally or even nationally or internationally. However, that technology also has made it easier for you to compete and have resources and things and platforms and get your word out and get your products out there and without having to, you know, make a personal visit on Shark Tank.
Well, and I mean, yeah, you think about obviously everybody has basically a Facebook page nowadays.
Yeah.
And so speaking of that, we'll hit here like locally in Perry. The last year brought its own challenges with a plethora of things. Obviously a lot of businesses that shut down, but at the same time, there's been plenty of businesses that have reopened. So can you maybe talk about the importance of supporting small businesses, especially when they're starting to get going?
Yeah, Shaquan, what you said is absolutely critical. So whether you're in Perry or anywhere around Dallas County, in your community, it is so important for you to support the businesses that are in your community. They provide a lot of goods. They're constantly hit up for donations, for ball teams, band trips, and whatever, you know, name a thing that's important in your community. But the funny thing is a lot of people are like, well, I can maybe save a few bucks by buying that on Amazon or going to Sam's Club or whatever it is. And certainly you can. And not everybody can get everything maybe in their local area. But what we say, you know, at Raccoon Valley Bank and my wife and I is the same, is if we want these things in our community, we need to support them. Whether that's the local radio station or you know, the local businesses that are in our community. I mean, a lot of those are not corporate. They're families and families that we want to live in our communities and have their money that they reinvest back into our communities to make them go. And so it has been critical. I mean, if you think about a game-changing event like COVID-19, Perry had and the world had shut down for a time just to be, you know, awakened. And really, I mean, it was tough on small business for a time there in particular. And then, you know, reopening to 2024 with the school shooting and was a very difficult time. And I think you add on top of that the largest employer in the community closing, and that's a double black swan event in the same quarter, and which you wouldn't hope on any community.
Right.
But interestingly, Perry is resilient, and I think while we have lost some very good businesses by fine families, and I do feel for them, and it's been tough. But just came from a meeting the other day where we had heard from the mayor on all of the new businesses that have opened or are opening. I think coming off of COVID, people have thought, you know what, I this is my time to try, and if I'm ever going to run my own business, this is the time. And Perry, its proximity to Des Moines and kind of being a regional hub. Our population is growing. Perry's growing 3% a year. And so, you know, while we've lost some businesses, the nice part about it is we've got some more that are coming in their place. And then the other part of it is we are constantly trying to reinvent Perry and get the word out about what a great community that we do have. And then the other force we have is the urban sprawl from Des Moines is certainly heading our way, which is 141 being a four lane definitely makes it very quick to be into the city of Des Moines. Perry is a community that really cares. It's diverse and open and progressive and just a great place to live.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. That's the look at the process of starting a business with our guest, Matt McDivitt, the Assistant Vice President Business Banker at Raccoon Valley Bank. Matt, really appreciate you taking the time to share all that, and thank you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Shaquan. I office out of the Raccoon Valley Bank's Perry location here, right in the middle of downtown. I work a lot of hours, and I'm definitely happy to meet and talk to anybody about their business and and see if I can be of help. So we service all industries, whether, you know, from ag to commercial businesses, consumer. I mean, we have full banking suites and products of today to compete. And so come see us. We're excited. We're excited to hear what you have going on.
Absolutely. Again, that's part of our special edition of the Health and Wealth In-Depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.